like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and, well, today we're hoping to have Brad Friedman coming to talk to us about the voting fiasco that we've had here in this country, and certainly the fact that, although we've always had corruption in voting, I mean, certainly elections have been stolen through the years, exactly as old Joe Kennedy stole the presidential election in 1960 for Jack Kennedy by working with the mafia that stole two states. And actually, that was the difference. That was to put Jack Kennedy in the White House. But then, much more sophisticated now with the voting machines, and you can rig these voting machines very easily, and you've heard me tell this story repeatedly, but you'll hear me tell it again about the one voting machine in Ohio where there were 800 people registered in the precinct and 4,000 votes for George Bush. And when somebody else said, I don't understand. I mean, you had, 800 people registered in the precinct and 4,000 votes for George Bush. That's five times as many people as there were in the precinct. How could 5,000 votes be for George Bush when there were only 800 people? And somebody said, well, it's very, very simple. The machine had a hiccup. As if somehow that justifies what happened. There is no question in my mind that exit polls are a very good means of determining whether the voting is fair, and certainly John Kerry run the exit polls in Ohio and in one or two other states where the voting machine said that George Bush won the election. Now, I don't like either candidate. I think they both belong to the same secret society. I think the vote was rigged in 2004, but we've got to stop this rigging. Of course, the exciting thing that's happened, and here in California, why they voted a Democrat in to the office of Secretary of State, and the Secretary of State is in charge of voting and tabulating the votes and making sure it's up and up. And, of course, the California Democrat, in contrast, the California Republican, Bruce McPherson, the Democrat, said she was going to do away with these voting machines because she didn't trust him either. Now, why would the Republican? Well, the Republican said it goes along with the party. You got to stand on principle, and I want Republicans who'll stand up against the party. I want Democrats to stand up against the party. I want elected officials who'll certainly do what's right and do what's honest and do what's principled. I don't care whether they're Democrats or Republicans. They got black or white, purple, or they got pointed heads. I want people who do what's right. Brad Friedman, are you there?
I am indeed. Now, I'm not purple with a pointed head. I just wanted to make that clear.
Well, Brad is on the front lines of this battle, and he's doing a great job of keeping me and people across America praised of what's going on. So tell us what the latest developments are.
Have I lost you?
No, I'm right here.
Okay, there you go. I heard a click. Well, let's see. We've got a couple of interesting points. I just heard your introduction, the end of your introduction there, but certainly one of the most notable points right now is indeed the swearing-in of Senator, State Senator Deborah Bowen to the role of Secretary of State. This is a huge landmark in this fight for election integrity. Because she has been a dogged critic of these electronic voting systems now for several years. She had been the head of the State Senate's Elections Commission She's been an outspoken critic of these systems and of the former now, I'm happy to say that, the former Secretary of State Bruce McPherson, who had been appointed by Schwarzenegger shortly after he came into office when Kevin Shelley, the predecessor there, was sort of run out of the job. Shelley himself had been very critical of these voting systems. And when McPherson came in, he pretty much gave a rubber stamp to the voting machine companies. In fact, it was found that he had...
Please hold that, idea. We'll be right back.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at berkeywater.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon. Go right ahead there, Brad.
Okay, well, let's see, where were we?
Bruce McPherson, the former
Secretary of State, who had really given a rubber stamp to the voting machine companies as far as certifying these voting systems. And in fact, we discovered throughout the course of the last year or two, you know, while we were investigating so much of this at bradblog.com, that in fact there was at least one guy from Diebold, the one of the country's largest voting machine companies, who was actually working essentially inside the Secretary of State's office drafting documents for them, which is simply extraordinary given the fact that the job of the Secretary of State is to oversee the free, fair, and impartial elections. And with all of the questions about these voting machines, which use secret software to count our vote, software, mind you, that nobody ever gets to see, nobody ever gets to test, to have someone from one of the voting machine companies actually working inside the office that is supposed to be overseeing those voting machine companies is just, well, it's, I mean, it's obviously outrageous. And so now, we have finally got a, someone, an honest player, I'd like to believe. Yes, she's a Democrat. But frankly, this issue of voting machine certification is not really a partisan one. It is simply an issue of transparency and openness and restoring confidence to the electorate. She has been a critic of the voting machines, of the testing procedures such as they were that we saw previously under her predecessor McPherson. And she has promised a top-to-bottom review of those certification procedures, and indeed has said that she will decertify voting machines if necessary after that top-to-bottom review. These are just a few of the incredibly encouraging points we're now hearing out of Secretary Bowen's office, and indeed, some of the other points she's made of late is that she regards the practice of voting machine sleepovers to be illegal. I should explain what those are. I think you and I have spoken about that, have we not, Dr. Stan?
Well, I don't recall, so why don't you speak about it again?
All right. Well, in fact, this is an extraordinary practice, but states and counties around the country and out here in California, they've done this in San Diego and Riverside, in San Joaquin, they actually send the voting machines home, pre-programmed and election-ready, good to go. They send them home with poll workers for days and weeks prior to the election. I may have been the guy who coined the word sleepovers at bradblog.com when I initially reported on this practice. It is particularly disturbing now that report after report from, everyone from Princeton University to the Brennan Center for Justice at NYU has come out with reports showing that, in fact, a single person who has unsupervised access to these voting machines can insert a virus that can spread to every machine and flip an entire election without being noticed. So the notion that we're sending these voting machines home on sleepovers is incredible and, in fact, in violation of both federal and state security mitigation procedures that were put in early in 2006 after some of the disclosures had come out of just how easily hackable these voting systems were. So they were sent home with poll workers in the primaries last year, in the special election we had for the U.S. House in June down in San Diego, and in fact in the November general elections. We found, in fact, that if a system had been hacked via one of these sleepovers, it would likely never be discovered. So the fact that state, local officials, state and federal officials, reports from one university to the next have said, do not do that, do not let these voting machines out of the secure chain of custody, and Bruce McPherson sat by and allowed this to happen anyway, is simply outrageous, and it's great news, in fact, that Deborah Bowen came in, gave an interview to the Ventura County Star the day or two before she was sworn in, saying that, in fact, she felt those voting machine sleepovers were, in fact, illegal. So I'd like to see what will happen in those regards in the near future. I look forward to it, and having Bowen at the helm is a great sign, as is, in fact, one of her very first acts that was taken on Monday was her appointment to a fellow by the name of Lowell Finley, an attorney with the election watchdog group VoterAction.org. She appointed Lowell Finley as the Deputy Secretary of State for Voting System Policy, Voting System Technology and Policy. This is a remarkable development. He has also been a dogged critic of electronic voting machines and, in fact, has sued the state of California. There is a suit now pending filed by Lowell Finley to get rid of the Diebold touchscreen voting machines entirely in the state. Now, he's the guy who's going to be overseeing the certification and testing of these machines. This is a tremendous development, and he comes in replacing one of the most partisan folks I've ever seen in an elections official's office. That would be Susan Lapsley, who ran that office previously under the former Secretary of State. And she was exceedingly partisan, and some of the things that she got away with in her office are really just mind-blowing. So this is all incredibly encouraging news. It's good to have some, because this fight for electoral integrity, as you know, for the last year or two has been rather bleak at times, and it seems like you're trying to hold back a tsunami of bad guys here. So this is all very good news, and I need to underscore one other notable point, which is that this is not only about California. This is California is known to the Diebold company as the world's largest voting market. That is what they, that is how they see our state, and they realize that what happens here in California affects the laws and the machines that are used in every other state in the country. So if changes are going to be forced on them because of Deborah Bowen's appointment here, that is going to have a profound effect on the rest of the countries. I'm sorry, the rest of the states in the country, and the way they select their voting systems, the type of voting systems they use. It's a terrific development. Dr. Stan, have I lost you?
Yes, Brad, I'm excited about this, and I would simply point out to our listeners across America, there's no way we can have an opportunity to turn around this move towards dictatorship unless we have honest elections, and we've got to demand that we do away with electronic voting machines, and you need to get the information from Brad and from the others and start circulating. They stole the elections in the past. They're moving us towards a dictatorship. We've got to have honest elections. And I think this is something that rings pretty well with the people. In fact, my gut feeling is that this is why, certainly with the Republicans having as much influence as they had in the last election, that the Secretary of State, I think, was defeated.
Well, yeah, it was pretty remarkable and notable, in fact, that the Secretary of State was defeated, given the size of the win for Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, Schwarzenegger had appointed, as I mentioned, Bruce McPherson to take the position of the former Secretary of State Kevin Shelley, who was pushed out. He was a big critic of voting machines, and so on a down ticket race like the Secretary of State in a year like the one we had, where Schwarzenegger was just so popular for whatever reason, good or bad, I think it truly speaks about the people and the fact that they understand the danger of these voting systems. They understand the issue of electoral integrity far more than the politicians of either party, I might add, and certainly of the media. You know, the LA Times has been horrendous in their coverage of this issue. Now, one of their LA Times bloggers yesterday actually had some very nice things to say about me and my reporting on this issue, and I was glad to see that. But the fact of the matter is, the LA Times has been woeful in their coverage of this issue, and in fact endorsed Bruce McPherson, the now former Secretary of State, which is simply mind blowing, given the delinquency that he showed in his office, and the fact that he had absolutely no oversight done of these voting machines. So the media is out of touch. By and large, the politicians really from both parties have been out of touch. And yet, I think the fact that Bowen was elected, I think it was a stunning surprise to Bruce McPherson, and I think it shows, in fact, the people do get it. The people are rising up. The people are saying, look, if we're going to you know, ever have a say in what goes on in our country here, it begins at the ballot box. And once you lose confidence in that, you've really lost everything. And, you know, we're seeing now, we can talk in a bit about this ongoing fight down there in Florida, in that Florida 13 contest where 18,000 votes disappeared in the November election. They're still fighting about that and about five others across the country. But it underscores the fact that, look, whether you're happy with who won or lost in these elections, essentially, we can say that America gets the government that it deserves. And if they want to choose someone, if they want to choose a lousy candidate, fine.
Okay, well, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Brad Friedman. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Brad Friedman. We're talking about the voting situation. Do you have any idea why Tom McClintock won, lost in California? I mean, the man he ran against had actually had to leave the country to keep from getting, or at least the state team from getting indicted for his shenanigans John Garamendi been carrying out when I think, what was he, Secretary of State or something in the past? I've forgotten. No, I guess he was tax commissioner in charge of taxes. But, I mean, how could it be that possibly that Tom McClintock lost that election?
Well, you know, I don't know, because I didn't actually get to look into that election specifically. But, you know, I will say that this sort of thing underscores, you know, the problem that we have here. The lack of when you have a lack of transparency, when you have these sleepovers and so forth, you know, it may well be that Tom McClintock just lost out and out, fair and square. You know, this was a year when folks who identified themselves as hard right conservatives really took a hit all around the country. So it may have been a fair and square loss. The problem is we don't know, and we can't know. Because of the lack of transparency on these systems and this, what I like to call faith-based voting systems that we have, you just have to, well, have faith in the election officials, and, you know, when they say, you know, these are the results, we're just expected to believe them. They are not expected to give any evidence that voters can actually take a look at and decide for themselves. When you have an election, such as the one you're talking about, where, you know, if you, for example, feel that McClintock should have won, given who he was running against and everything else, you know, you as a citizen ought to be able to open those books and to, you know, to look at the ballots and to, you know, there ought to be auditing procedures in place, which there currently are not in California, that would give you confidence. It's as much about assuring confidence amongst the electorate as it is anything else. You know, even if they're not stealing elections, even if they're not, you know, stealing votes, the fact that they can do so easily is as much of a threat to democracy, you know, as if they actually are. It doesn't matter. We need to know. We need to have confidence. It's been said that the mark of a good election is when when the supporters for the losing candidate walk away and feel everything was done fair and square. They may not be happy about the results, but they're, you know, confident that the election was a good one. When you begin to lose that, as we've had now in election after election, including in presidential elections, and certainly now in these House races like that one down there in Florida's 13th district right now and elsewhere, you know, whether anything went wrong, you know, ultimately, we may never know, and that's a real threat and a real concern, I think, certainly for me.
How could 18,000 votes disappear?
Well, it seems damned unlikely, and so far no one has come up with a reasonable explanation. Some have said the fellow who was certified as the winner by 369 votes, Vern Buchanan, has indicated, well, people were very unhappy. There was a lot of, it was a dirty, it was a nasty race, and perhaps people just chose not to vote in that House race. Well, that might be a logical conclusion if you had similar undervote rates in all of the other counties. You know, the 13th district makes up about four different counties, and only in Sarasota County did you have an undervote rate that was approximately 15%. Now, you could also say, well, in Sarasota, for some reason or another, they were really, really angry and they really didn't like either candidate. You could make that argument, I suppose, except for the fact that paper absentee ballots in that same race in Sarasota County only had an undervote rate of 2.6% versus the 15%, 18,000 ballots that showed no vote at all in the race on the paperless ES&S touchscreen voting machines. I mean, there's really no logical explanation for that. And even there's a contest currently going on down in the state of Florida over the election as well as in the U.S. House of Representatives now. But in the case down there in Florida, even the representative, the expert witness put on the stand by the voting machine company admitted that had there not been problems with that ballot, the Democrat, Christine Jennings, would have won the election. Well, what kind of situation are we in where, you know, it depends on the type of voting system used, that that is the determinant for who gets to be the winner in an election? You know, it's outrageous. And you've got now guys on the Buchanan side who are running around saying that, you know, those of us in favor of election integrity are trying to, they're claiming that we are trying to hijack the election.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back, Brent.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice. It says, worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at berkeywater.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1097 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1097. 1-800-339-1097.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our guest is Brad Friedman. Brad, why don't you get your website out? How can people get in touch with you, get your information?
Well, you can stop by bradblog.com. Folks can certainly drop a note to me, brad@bradblog.com. And I'd really like to, one of the keys here as we move forward in this election integrity issue is demanding, for a start, a paper ballot for every vote cast in America. Now, I know that seems like a simple idea that should be a no-brainer, but believe it or not, it's not a no-brainer. And you've got folks now still in Congress as they're looking at election reform legislation that still don't get it, that still think we can use these touchscreen machines if we just tack on a so-called paper trail printer. Now, we have those out here already in California, and the fact is they don't work. We need a paper ballot for every vote cast, and a bunch of folks Over at a bunch of folks in the election integrity movement have joined together to make a very clear statement to Congress, and right now we need the citizens to jump in and join this fight. Please go to velvetrevolution.us and sign the petition, which will send the letter to your congressperson specifically, telling them that you share the call for a paper ballot for every vote cast. If the citizens rise up and make noise, and you don't have to use our petition, you can pick up the phone and call your congress member, your senator, you can email them and tell them that you demand election reform legislation that includes a paper ballot for every vote cast. There are a number of other, you know, important things that are going to be required by any election reform legislation, but none really are more important than the idea that we have an election, a paper ballot for every vote cast. You can do that at velvetrevolution.us, and you can get more info on all of this and all of the breaking news, much of it we've been discussing this afternoon, at bradblog.com. which is updated, as you know, far too frequently, with far too much breaking news and exclusive scoops on all of this stuff. But it really, I think, you know, if you check in once a day, boy, it'll really help you. If you had any questions, it makes the case for just what a mess we have, underscoring our democracy right now, which you know, while so many out there in the media and even in the blogosphere and so forth are, you know, fighting about this issue and that, and you know, healthcare and Social Security and Iraq and all of these things, which are certainly incredibly important issues, they're all underscored by democracy. You know, at the end of the day, if you can't throw the bums out, and I believe that's what happened in 2004. America tried to throw the bums out, but were defied by the voting technology and by the partisan elections officials who make it harder to vote, you know, and in fact kept hundreds of thousands from having their votes registered or even being able to vote at all in 2004. If you can't rely on that democracy, if you can't rely on that ballot box at the end of the day, to get rid of the bad guys, then you really are in trouble. And I know you speak many times about an autocratic, fascist dictatorship, whatever you want to call. That's what you get at the end of the day when you can't change the course of the country at the ballot box. Now, a lot of folks have argued that, well, you know, look how well the Democrats did last November. Everything must be fine. Well, it's not fine, because we continue to have these election fights, questions about elections at the state, federal, and local level. And, you know, you saw a case where the Democrats gained 30 seats, I think, in the House. Who's to say they didn't gain 40 seats? And, in fact, there is evidence that Democrats should have done far better than they did. So folks might have been out there trying to steal votes, but maybe they just didn't steal enough to make the difference. You know, you also saw for example, in the Senate race, where you had the out in Virginia, the race between George Allen and Webb, very close race. George Allen ended up conceding. But had he not conceded, it was very close. Had he challenged that election, and I urged him to do so, what he would have found is that they really could not have gotten authentication of the election, because 80% of the voting machines out there in Virginia are on paperless electronic voting machines, and you can't recount them. You just hit the button, and they give you the same numbers they gave you before. That race, really, the balance of the Senate rested on that race. And had Allen decided to challenge that, we would have been in another constitutional crisis, you know, not unlike the one we saw back in 2000. And, you know, so to say, hey, we, you know, everything was fine, the system worked great because of, you know, how things went back in November, is extraordinarily naive. We are, you know, at best, we dodged a bullet back there last November, but we are barreling towards 2008, heading straight over a cliff, unless this election system is is revamped, rethought, really from top to bottom. And in time for states and counties to make the needed changes before we get to 08, I don't think this country can withstand another electoral crisis as we've seen, another presidential electoral crisis as we've seen over the past two cycles in 04 and 2000. Do you?
I agree with you totally. Our telephone number, if you'd like to talk to Brad, of course, is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And if you're not upset by this out there in the listening audience, you certainly ought to be. I mean, certainly I think that the vast majority of the American people were very upset, you know, at the way the situation is going in the Middle East. They ought to even be more upset by the fact that the Bush administration is made up of traitors who are trying to do away with the sovereignty of our nation and merge us into a North American Union. And if you doubt that's the plan, we've got a video with David Rockefeller saying exactly that, talking a half a dozen years ago about how they were going to have a union, North American Union, by the year 2005. Well, they didn't make it, but they're still working at it. There's no question what they intend. They intend to destroy the sovereignty of our nation. Do you care about it out there, listening audience? Well, Brad does a tremendous job. Yes, I get an email from him once or twice a day bringing me abreast of what's going on, but he'll send those to you as well. You need to know what's going on, and you need to be out there screaming at the top of your lungs, they stole the election in 2004. Does anybody care? How many more boys are going to have to die, and how many Iraqi civilians are going to have to die, and how many more Iraqi children are going to have to die before the American people really care about anything? And if they don't care anything about the Iraqis, do they care about their freedom and their children? Because believe me, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Well, Brad, what sort of response are you getting across the nation to your message?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, unfortunately, you see most of the activity concerning electoral integrity you see happen in the days and weeks just prior to an election. You know, before this last November election, we saw story after story, finally, in the mainstream media from New York Times, Washington Post, and so on and so forth. The problem is they come out with those stories in the weeks before the election with the concerns about, you know, what may happen on November 7th or whenever the election day is. And they begin discussing the problems with these systems, but it's done far too late to make any changes. You can't do anything in October about your voting systems when you've got an election on November 7th. So that, you know, while I'm glad to see them finally, you know, highlighting what went, you know, what the concerns are just prior to the election, by that time, it's too damn late to do anything about it. The time to make the difference is now. The time to make noise is now. The time to, you know, go by velvetrevolution.us and sign that petition is now, because changing the system that we have takes time. These systems have to go through certification procedures and everything else. Legislation needs to occur. You've got to do it now. You can't wait until just before the election, and you certainly cannot wait until after the election, because after the election, you know, everyone goes away and says, okay, well, everything was fine after all, or they say, well, we have a problem. But, you know, then the sides start tarring each other as, oh, you're, you know, partisan, you're a sore loser, you're this or that. You've got to call for electoral integrity now, or else, as you pointed to George W. Bush, you end up with someone like Bush who really has just, you know, if you have any question about George W. Bush's regard for democracy, please keep in mind that, beginning back in 2000, the man received fewer votes, not just on the national level, but in Florida, the state that ended up counting, than Al Gore did. And every study that has gone back and looked at those ballots in 2000 and actually bothered to count them found that that was the case. Al Gore won the state of Florida. And yet, you know, Bush was appointed to the White House by the Supreme Court. Move the ball forward with all of the problems that we had in 2004 and when Ohio became Florida. And in fact, I believe if you were allowed to count all of those votes in Ohio, I believe you would have found the same thing, that in fact John Kerry won Ohio. Move the ball a little bit more forward to this past November, where you had about as clear a mandate as you can for George Bush's policies and the Republican policies, their support of the Iraq War, the fact that we've still got our troops in there, a very clear mandate. And what is it that we're now looking forward to tonight? George W. Bush coming out with a speech to say that he is going to be adding more troops in Iraq, the exact opposite of what was called for last November in that very clear mandate. The man in the White House right now has no respect whatsoever for the democratic process. And, you know, I believe his so-called troop surge, which is, you know, just an escalation of the war, is a clear example that, guess what, that guy doesn't give a damn about what you or I think in the way this country is run. He's going to do what he's going to do, you know, along with his corporate cronies, and they don't give a damn about the ballot box. So what are you and I and the people going to do about it? That remains the question.
All right, fine. Well, as you talk to people across America, though, are a lot of people upset about this? Or a lot of them saying, oh, well, things aren't so bad, you know? And, you know, certainly, you know, the economy is good, and look, all those nice things, the cheap things in the store. Or are there people out there who understand that freedom is at stake? The very survival of Christian civilization is at stake.
Well, I think that people don't understand the stakes, in fact, because I think the mainstream media does such a dreadful job of explaining the stakes, of explaining what is at question. And in fact, you know, they are very much owned, you know, the big corporate outlets are all owned by five or six Goliath corporate companies, many of whom have, you know, direct stakes in this contest, and they're, you know, defense contractors and everything else. And so they simply don't tell the story. A lot of this, you know, when I started reporting on the need for election reform, one of the very first things I discovered was you can't really have election reform until you get media reform. Because, you know, that's the fourth estate. That's the voice of the people. And, you know, I'm happy to say, even with the woeful reporting on all of this from the mainstream media, the people, by and large, have gotten it. And yet, still, we need more people. We need people to rise up and yell and scream at the top of their lungs about what's going on and demand change. But they won't, and they can't, until they're really faced with the issues. And, you know, folks who have read Brad Blog, you know, if you come by, if you read bradblog.com, you'll see you get to make comments on the stories that are there. You can leave your own, you know, comments. If you disagree with me, go ahead, you know, let us know why. You're free to do that. There's a lot of, you know, very open debate there. But what we find is that there are very few people who actually leave comments contesting the material that I present. When people see the case that I make for all of this and the documented evidence that goes on for days, they have a very difficult time debating it. You know, it's an open comment policy that we have at bradblog.com. Your post won't be moderated. You don't have to sign up. You can just leave a comment. Well, you know, it's wide open, and yet it's very telling, you know, how few people come in and say, well, Brad, you're wrong, and here's why. They just, by and large, do not do that because they know damn well that we're right here, and it makes it especially difficult once you see the information and the case made before you. And that's where the mainstream media has fallen down, and where folks like me, investigative journalists in the blogosphere, independent investigative journalists, have been forced to pick up the slack. And I think that's why the corporate mainstream media ultimately is right now in so much trouble, and why the blogs are doing so well, and that's where people are turning, and that's why you know, Time magazine has named us the man of the year this year.
Well, I think you know, you do a great job, and you're certainly one of the people who's on the front lines of this very, very important issue. And I really think people are going to have to understand that you might as well turn off your television, because they're going to use the television to mold your minds and shape your reality. And if you care about freedom, you're going to listen to alternative radio, you're going to get on the Internet, you're going to find out who you can trust, because believe me, the other side has planted all sorts of conservatives in the conservative movement. You know, some of them are making outlandish statements, some of them are very rational. They just want you to follow them and to trust them, and believe me, they're being well paid for their betrayal of our freedom. But you cannot have a free society without an informed population. And the great tragedy of today is you cannot trust the major media, as Brad says, they've been bought up. There are five mega corporations. If you'd like more information, we carry a book called The New Media Monopoly. But even more and above than that, right now we've got to get honest elections. Is there a move across America to do away with the electronic voting machines, Brad?
Oh, there definitely is. And, you know, the people, but you can't wait for the movement to do it. You need to become the movement, which is why, you know, again, I'll point folks to velvetrevolution.us. You need to take this matter into your own hands. Don't wait for someone else to do it. I am, I can give you a firsthand, I am an object model of how exactly one person can make a difference, but I have seen this in hundreds and thousands of examples of people stepping in, talking to their, going in, calling their elections officials, demanding a paper ballot, asking them how they're counting their votes, showing up on, you know, election night, signing up to be poll workers, and then those people, they see things, they send me information, I tell the story, it goes out nationally, and it helps everyone understand the outrage of the system. But you can't wait for someone else to do it. This is our democracy, our republic, if, as I think it was Franklin who said, if we can keep it. And we need to be able to keep it, and the only way that's done is if we do it. We can no longer, you know, count on someone else to do it. You had mentioned
Brad, we're just about out of time. God bless you. Thank you for everything you're doing. I hope you'll come on other programs in the near future.
Always happy to be here, Dr. Stan. Thank you, and Happy New Year to
you. You too. Bye-bye. We'll be right back to wrap up the program.
American Discount Home Medical Equipment sells at discount prices. We sell wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, hospital beds, commodes, bath safety products, walkers, and other items needed for the care of your loved one at home. Our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. We sell at one half of retail price or less. We have free shipping and no sales tax for any shipment outside of California. You can expect to receive the item within 7 days. Our website address is www.home-med-equip.com. Again, our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. 6616.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Back here at the Genesis Communication Network, we just want to comment that as of next Monday, why we will be changing our frequency of the afternoon. Our afternoon program will be 9.480. That's this program, 9.480. Our evening program will be 5.755. So that's 9.480. And, of course, the evening program, which is heard 8 to 10 Pacific time, 11 to 1 Eastern time, is 5.755. And we do hope you'll be listening. If you, of course, can't get that, we do have our satellite. You can hear us 9 hours a day on Telstar 5. You can hear us on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. And we hope many of you will get on the Internet or encourage others to listen to our programs so we can keep you abreast of what's really going on. Freedom is lost when good people do nothing. Everything points to the fact that they plan to massively expand the war in the Middle East and take us into World War III. The American people don't want this, but it doesn't matter. There is an invisible government. There are secret societies that have a different agenda, that they want a new world order and a new world religion. And if you're not involved, then you become part of the problem. So you need to find out what it's about. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or you need to actually go ahead and get the DVD or the video. If you can't afford it, go up on the Internet and simply Google in a Brotherhood of Darkness video. Brotherhood of Darkness video. You can watch the video up there for nothing and get others to watch it. It's not the greatest video of all time, but at least the information in it is excellent and has changed many people's lives. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you want to get the other information that we have. Certainly, our book will be talking about this next hour, Satanic Crimes, The Diary of a Devil Hunter, Malachi Martin's book, Hostage to the Devil. There really is a satanic movement. It's alive and well here in the United States. Our 4-tape set on the supernatural. Understand the spiritual dimension of what's going on. Get our pamphlets. They're called the occult hierarchy. They're only $9.95 for all three pamphlets, but it will introduce you to a whole different world. How do you explain so much of what's going on today that just doesn't make sense logically? Well, it's not supposed to make sense, because it is being engineered by supernatural forces that are intent upon the destruction of this nation, our nation, which was once the land of the free and the home of the brave, and now it seems to be the land of the regulated and the home of the depraved. We're becoming increasingly a pagan nation, and it's happening because the good people are doing nothing, because there is no leadership out there in the Christian community. They're not telling people that we're sinners saved by grace and we've got to be ruled by God. And if we don't pay homage to Him and let Him run our lives, we're going to have an awful mess. Instead of that, we're touring, oh, we can become more God-like. All we have to do is take this course and we can become just like gods. And isn't that the message that came out of the Garden of Eden? Wasn't that the message that the serpent gave to Adam and Eve? And it's exactly what's being preached by many of our religious groups today. Understand what we're up against. There are powerful spiritual forces that have infiltrated our churches and neutralized the true Christian message. And so our plea to you is become informed. Understand what this is about. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Look at the books we have. Look at the various 4-tape sets and the videos we have. And get as many of them as you comfortably can. Begin making preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead. We do offer a food catalog of emergency food storage. You're going to need it when we go into World War III. Start laying aside a good supply of medicines to see you through this difficult time. Certainly, if you need anything else, why, give us a call. We have access to so much information and advice. If you want to understand what's going to happen financially, you need to get my talk on the financial tsunami and the syllabus. If you want to know what's going to happen as far as the water fluoridation, how they're poisoning you, the hidden agenda, and then pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But please hold your calls until we ask for them, because we have with us today a man who's been with us before, but we always enjoy having him on, and that's William Kennedy. And now we have his book in stock, Satanic Crimes. Now, William has written other books in the past, and we've carried those, but we feel that this is really his most important book, because it goes into this network of satanic groups, not imaginary groups, but a network of satanic groups right here in the United States that all interlock with one another. And of course, he doesn't cover them all, but those he does cover, he gives you an entirely different perspective on. Information on the Bilderbergers, I've never heard before. Information on Skull and Bones, I have not heard before. Information on the Bohemian Grove, you won't find elsewhere. You must understand that there is an elite who runs our country, who makes mockery of the representative government. But behind them are powerful and sinister spiritual forces. William Kennedy, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me back, Dr. Stan. It's great to be on Radio Liberty. My book, Satanic Crime, as you said, you can get it at radioliberty.com. I just sent you out another shipment today, in fact. So there'll be plenty in stock at Radio Liberty. And my book will give people an overview of Satanism like no other book that's been written. I designed and wrote this book because there really wasn't another book like it which pulled together these various groups, as you mentioned earlier. But I should also say that I cover both grassroots Satanism and the elite groups you mentioned earlier. I cover all the major Satanists, Aleister Crowley, Anton LaVey, Michael Aquino, all of these people, Shane Bugbee, Boyd Rice. So they're the more popular grassroots Satanists. And I also cover serial killers who are also Satanists. And there are quite many more of them. Now, the popular media, the mainstream media that we're all used to, they generally don't cover the satanic aspects of different crimes. For example, there were those church burnings down south where a bunch of college kids burnt down 8 churches, and they claimed that they were just drinking and partying. It turns out those people were all Satanists, and they were part of a satanic coven. They were trying to recruit people on their campus, but CNN and CBS and ABC, they didn't even report on the satanic elements of those crimes. and just tried to write it off as a college prank gone wrong. Now, I bring out all these hard facts in Satanic Crime, and it's well worth people's time to read. I also, along with the book, I set up a web page called the Satanic Crime Multimedia page, and you can follow along with the book with documentaries. For example, if you read the section on Aleister Crowley or the Bilderbergers, you can then watch a documentary film on these groups, which back up what I say in the book. So my book is very reader-friendly, and it's quite enjoyable, and I hope people take the time to buy it.
Well, I think it's so important that people understand that all of these satanic groups interlock. This is not imaginary. This is something like you see on television. This is the real world. I mean, why do you think that they plunge us into a war in the Middle East that nobody wants? Why, of course, in many respects, this is a wonderful way just to kill and slaughter. This is the sort of thing that these wicked people really relish. Until you understand we're involved with organized evil, it's very difficult to really grasp so much of what's going on today. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is William Kennedy, and William H. Kennedy has written a book which we're carrying now. It's called Satanic Crimes. And it's a very interesting book because it talks not only about many of the criminals you've probably heard of, the Son of Sam killers, of the Richard Romero, Richard Rodriguez, was it?
Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker,
and then, of course, Charles Manson and the people who were with him. But most of you do not know that these people were all involved in one way or another with Satanism and some of the satanic groups you probably never even heard of. But even more than that, William gets into how these elitists, and there are elitist satanic groups as well. And as you read his book, you'll find most people have never heard, for instance, of the 350,000 white march, 350,000 of people in Europe marching in white, you know, against the Bilderbergers and against the satanic crimes that they were involved in. How could you keep a march of 350,000 people dressed in white out of the papers in America? Very simply, for the same reason you don't ever read about the Bilderbergers here. They don't want you to know about them. They're an elitist group that ties in, you know, to the American elitist groups. They all interlock together. And their one goal is, of course, the New World Order and the New World Religion. William did a great job on the book.
Why, thank you, Dr. Stan. And that white march you mentioned earlier, I should point out that the Bilderbergers are a group that was started in the 1950s by European nobility. And what they did is they linked up with rich American capitalists. And they meet every year in secret. I mean, Bill Clinton's a Bilderberger, and Tony Blair's a Bilderberger. And they call it the Bilderberg Group because they met at the Bilderberg Hotel in Holland. Now, a few years back in the mid-90s, 1996, there was a serial killer and child rapist named Marc Dutroux who was on trial in Belgium for kidnapping young boys and girls and selling them to these elite, the Bilderberger elite pedophile group. Now, the case was so mismanaged and there was so much cover-up that a journalist named John Nicholas actually went and got the court documents of the Dutroux case when the judge had ordered anyone to come forward who was abused by Dutroux. And about 10 women and 3 or 4 men came forward, and what they said is they were part of this Dutroux's sex ring. They were kidnapped as children, and they were basically used by members
Hold that thought.
Sure.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is William Kennedy, and he's telling us about ring, this pedophile ring, and it was in Belgium, but of course it involved people in the Bilderberger group, these people of great wealth, and everything was done to suppress the information. Could you imagine when you have this group made of multi-billionaires and European royalty involved in not only running the world, but of course running and also involved with all sorts of satanic ritual crimes? Why, you think it might at least get a little coverage here in America, especially when they got 350,000 people out marching in Belgium. And, of course, that's not a very large country. All dressed in white, all trying to simply say this is wrong and we need to get justice. And, of course, because of the control of the courts over there, you didn't get any justice. And because of the control of the media, you never heard it mentioned here in the United States.
I was living in England at the time of the White March in 1996. It was October of 96. And it was covered there, and that was actually the largest protest against a government in world history. There was none larger. It was 350,000 people, as you said, in Brussels. Now, they covered it quite clearly in England. When I came back here, nobody even heard of it. And this was all in protest of the mismanaging of the Marc Dutroux case. Now, the two big names that came out of the Dutroux case who were Bilderbergers and also involved in satanic ritual abuse were King Albert II of Belgium himself and another fellow named Elio De Rupo, who is a Belgian politician and a major player in the European Union. He's kind of the Barney Frank of Europe. He's an openly gay man. And he was accused of having sex with minors in this. Now, when all this started to come out, the judge involved with it, Judge Connor Rote, was removed from the bench for very dubious reasons, and the investigation into the Bilderbergers was dropped, and they sent Dutroux to prison. Now, Marc Dutroux himself claims to be part of a pedophile mafia, and he claims to be a Satanist himself. He has not lied or hid who and what he is. After he got caught, there was really nothing he could do. He was arrested with three other cohorts who helped him kidnap and rape children. One of his associates, a fellow named Bernard Weinstein, was murdered by Dutroux. He was buried alive by Dutroux. And when the police searched his apartment, they found a letter by a satanic group requesting children for a ritual to be held during one of their spring services, and it's unclear whether it was for sex or ritual sacrifice. But my book, Satanic Crime, really brings the point home that the Bilderbergers were part and parcel of satanic ritual abuse. Now,
I think what's so important for our listeners to understand, though, that this is not something simply spectacular. Why it is important is because it ties into key groups in the United States that are directing America, in my estimation, towards a war in the Middle East. And these people, this is what they really relish. I mean, they have created every one of the wars in the last century, each one more bloody than the last, and I fear that the next war, and it's coming very soon, is going to have disastrous impact upon not only the people in the Middle East, but the people right here in the United States as well. And I suspect when this happens, then all freedom and all ability to speak out on these issues will be gone. And the freedom we have known here will simply be remembrance of things past. But until people see how this interlocks with the Skull and Bone Society... Go ahead.
Oh, the Skull and Bone Society was founded in Yale, at Yale University in 1832. And they picked 15... juniors every year to join them. There's about 800 of them who are alive at any one time, roughly 800. And these are major players. I'm talking John Kerry, George Bush, both George Bushes, both presidents, and all sorts of captains of industry. It's quite amazing. Fred Smith, the founder of Federal Express, who now is the number one deliverer of packages in communist China, is a Skull and Bonesman. And he's also on the board of the Cato Institute, which is allegedly a libertarian conservative group, which it is not, as it is. It is a Skull and Bones front. John Shattuck is a Skull and Bonesman, and he runs the JFK Library in Boston. So all of these different so-called political movements, conservative and liberal, they're really just fronts for the Skull and Bones movement. And these people control vast segments of the world economy. Now, the problem I have with them, when they go through their initiation at Yale University, they kneel before three figures. One is dressed as Satan, one is dressed as the Pope with his foot on a skull, and one is dressed as a black knight. And they kneel and prostrate themselves before these diabolical figures. And as I say, this is people like Bush and Kerry and Fred Smith, William F. Buckley, amazingly powerful and influential people, kneeled before Lucifer when they were young men. And
of course, the thing
disturbing.
Is that they have never renounced this. In fact, when during the last presidential election, when the president was asked about Skull and Bones, he said it's too secret to discuss. And then when John Kerry, the opponent, was asked about the Skull and Bones, because he belonged to it too, he says it's too secret to discuss. We have to ask, where is their real loyalty? Is it to our Constitution and the principles of our Constitution? Well, if it is, why, neither one of them support the Constitution. I mean, everything they're doing is to increase the power of government over our lives. So can we really have people who belong to secret societies in key positions in government? And where is the outcry from the leaders of this country and from the media? But go ahead, tell us more about this ceremony. And of course, somebody risked their lives to get pictures, and they actually were in an adjacent building taking pictures of this ceremony?
Oh, yeah, they took pictures of part of the ceremony. There's a courtyard to the Skull and Bones headquarters on Yale, which is called the Tombs. I've visited it myself. I haven't been inside. No one would let me in. I knocked. There was no one there, I guess. But part of their ceremony is the figure who is dressed up like a devil stands before a person laying down nude on the ground, and the students, the initiates, the candidates, walk up and they perform a kind of mock human sacrifice. This was caught on film. I hope it's a mock human sacrifice. But there's even a strange fountain in this courtyard. I just saw a film of it. Someone huffed the wall and filmed it. I have that on the Satanic Crime Multimedia page. And this fountain has three diabolical figures, and there was a blood-like substance which was on the tub and walls of this thing in the Skull and Bones courtyard. So what we're looking at is some very, very creepy satanic and diabolical rituals going on at Yale, and they recruit the most powerful people in the world. Now, Robert De Niro just came out with a film called The Good Shepherd, which is about the Skull and Bones Society, and he has a reenactment of one of their earlier ceremonies where they prostrate themselves before the devil, and I commend Mr. De Niro for making this film, because he was very accurate in how these people are involved in the CIA. Dulles, who founded the CIA, was a Skull and Bonesman, as was William Bissell, who was his assistant. In this film, The Good Shepherd is based on Bissell's life story. It's a fictionalized version of him. But I should also thank Mr. De Niro, because sales of satanic crime have gone up because of the film, because people look in, they cyber surf for Skull and Bones, and they come across my book and have been buying it, so I appreciate what he's done for me. But the film is worth seeing, and my book will give you the hard facts, whereas the films are fiction. My book will give you hard, solid facts about the Skull and Bones Society. And I mean, just imagine, William F. Buckley, who's allegedly a conservative Roman Catholic, is actually one of these people. And I just can't picture William F. Buckley kneeling before the devil. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It's kind of hard to believe, I know, but it's absolutely true, and I offer incontrovertible proof in my book. Now, what I should also say is that although these people do the ceremony once, they also meet at a secret island in upstate New York, which is on a river, and they meet there every year, and De Niro brought this out in the movie. They set U.S. Political and economic policy there. You know, these men meet together, and they decide what the United States is going to do next in the world. This is completely anti-democratic. It has nothing to do with the U.S. Constitution. I've read the Constitution, and it doesn't mention anything about kneeling before the devil. And it's quite crazy that these people are allowed to operate without being held accountable for their relationship to devil worship. I mean, it's a free country. People can worship the devil. But I think voters would have a very different opinion of these people if they were made aware of these organizations that they're involved with.
But, of course, they're not going to be made aware of it, because the American people are not to know what's really going on until it is far, far too late. People don't understand that if you study every war of the last century, the Second World War, the Secretary of War was a man named Henry Stimson, came from the Skull and Bone Society. And then we got into Vietnam after that. And the man who got us into that was McGeorge Bundy, who came from the Skull and Bone Society and just happened to be a very good friend of Henry Stimson's. And then, of course, the Reagan administration was controlled by the vice president. His name was George Herbert Walker Bush. The first Gulf War, totally unnecessary. Saddam was quite willing to pull out of Kuwait. We didn't want him to. If you read Bob Woodward's book, Five Presidents, he tells you that, certainly some of the people in the Bush administration wanted to go over and tell Saddam to get out, and George Bush said, no, we cannot do that. We have to have this war. Anybody who wants the pages out of the book, we'll get it. We have to have this war. And so we sent our boys, 695,000 of them over there, to actually shoo Saddam Hussein's troops out of Kuwait. And then, of course, the present war is another Skull and Bonesman who, told us we had to go into Afghanistan to capture the wicked Osama bin Laden. Why we have to go into Iraq, because Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction, which he's going to use on the United States. We have to do that to protect you. We're from the government, and we're going to have to massively expand government control of your lives, because we're here to protect you. We'll go ahead, William. Pick the story up there.
Oh, well, the other book I cover, organization I cover in my book, Satanic Crime, is called the Bohemian Grove. And that was founded in 1872 in California, in San Francisco. And this organization also owns a large tract of land in Northern California, where they have a yearly two-week meeting. And I should also point out that a lot of these groups have cross-membership. There are a lot of Skull and Bonesmen who are Bilderbergers and Bohemian Grove members, like the Bushes. So these groups are all interlocked, and a lot of the times they're all the same people. Now, the Bohemian Grove, they do a bizarre ceremony every year, and I'm talking people like Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of California, as I said, the Bushes, Newt Gingrich, Jimmy Carter, Walter Cronkite, Art Linkletter. They all meet there, and they have this weird, weird ceremony where they all dress in Ku Klux Klan-type regalia with hoods, and they perform a mock human sacrifice, a burning of care, before a giant owl god. And by symbolically destroying care, they are actually destroying their compassion for the rest of humanity and bonding with each other as a means to control the political and economic destiny of the human race. That is their ultimate goal, and they're very successful at what they do. Now, the Bohemian Grove is another group you never hear anything about in the mainstream media. They're more interested in who Paris Hilton is sleeping with this week. I mean, that's what their priorities are. Instead of telling people that the elites of our country are involved in diabolical rituals. Now, the Bohemian Grove, there's all kinds of problems with it. You know, they don't allow anyone near their meetings. They're not open to the public. There are no journalists allowed. They will not talk about what goes on there. They've been asked. People minimize it. I know, out of all these groups, I know Skull and Bonesmen, and I know Bohemian Grove members, but I know a lot of Bohemian Grove members because there's more of them. And I've asked them, and they just kind of write it off or scoff or just say it's a lot of fun or whatever. But I never bought that, because they will not discuss this owl ritual. They take vows of secrecy, and we must deplore secrecy in our society when it is undertaken by people who control our government and our economy, because they start to connive and conspire against us. That's really what they're doing. And this is all to keep the wealth of the world primarily in their hands. Now, when you consider that they have two spin-off groups, the Trilateral Commission and the Center for Foreign Relations, and these don't have any diabolical rituals, but some of their symbols are quite diabolical. And this is more the paper facade outer realm of these diabolical groups. But those two groups are also ultimately diabolical, because they are running controlled by Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove members and Bilderbergers. So we're looking at the highest echelons of our society who are involved in bizarre satanic rituals, and their only allegiance is to each other. Democracy doesn't mean anything to them. Communism doesn't mean anything to them. As I said earlier, Fred Smith of Federal Express, a skull and bonesman, actually controls most of the packages that go through 200 cities in eastern China. He is more efficient than the Chinese government for moving packages, and I'm told that the Chinese government himself...
Hold that thought.
Sure.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is William Kennedy, and he's been telling us about the Bohemian Grove, which, of course, is in Northern California. And this is an amazing... This is truly an amazing organization where the presidents and the vice presidents and the secretaries of state and the people of great wealth of our country go, and they go there in secret. Nobody is allowed to talk about it. You're sworn to secrecy. They hold their ceremonies of a feigned human sacrifice in front of a 40-foot owl, cement owl. Now, we actually have their publications. We're not supposed to have them, but they do put out books, and in one of them they actually say, we worship the owl. We worship the owl. You know, what do you mean that these people who run our country worship the owl? Now, Richard Nixon, actually, some of the tapes he had in his office, he talked about going to these meetings. He didn't like them. He didn't like the people. He didn't like what he saw there. He felt that these were homosexuals, a great deal of homosexuality there, taking place among the elite. But he did it because he wanted power. And I think that there are some of the people who go there because this is where the decisions are made that make you the president. Would that be a fair statement?
Oh, that's a very fair statement. And when you consider that Arnold Schwarzenegger was vetted to be governor of California at the Bohemian Grove, Karl Rove, who is a member, actually gave the final okay for him to become governor. And that's quite disturbing because when you consider that these people control the multimedia, they can really sway who gets elected to what. Democracy is very much an illusion in this country. Your only alternative is various members of these satanic organizations to run our government, and there's very few people who will tell you anything about this. I mean, I find it quite disturbing that Jimmy Carter, who claims to be an evangelical Christian, would dress up in Ku Klux Klan type regalia and worship an owl. That just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, it would be when you understand how he got to be president. He was picked by David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski. And, of course, he was inducted into the Trilateral Commission, which Brzezinski created for David Rockefeller, their logo. You can see it up on the Internet. It's an upside-down cross. Made up of three sixes. Three sixes with an upside-down cross in the middle. And they have no idea how they got that logo. It just sort of happened there. Understand that there's a spiritual component to everything going on today. But I think it's so vitally important that people understand. Now, you actually have the footage that Alex Jones shot, don't you, on your website?
Oh, yeah, I have that on my Satanic Crime Multimedia page, which you can see at williamhkennedy.com, williamhkennedy.com. And you can go there, and you can Alex Jones, who is a broadcaster out of Texas, snuck in there and filmed the secret owl ceremony. And when you actually see it, it's incredibly, incredibly disturbing to watch these people do this in the dead of night with a big bonfire and dressed up like Ku Klux Klan members. And Walter Cronkite does the voice of the owl, and they have this very, very strange ritual about the destruction of care. And, you know, a picture in a film is worth a thousand words, so I encourage people to go onto my website. The Satanic Crime Multimedia page is free, by the way. You don't have to purchase the book, but the book is will give you more details than the page could. They complement each other very well.
And, of course, we do carry the book, and you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. Actually, Stanley Kubrick put out a parody on this, and of course, in the book, in a motion picture called Eyes Wide Shut, and Stanley Kubrick never lived to see the motion pictures shown in theaters before it was ever shown in theaters. He just up and died. But that's the sort of thing that happens so often when you try to expose the power elite and who they really are. And the fact that there really are these satanic organizations, they're not imaginary, They are real. The Skull and Bones has very, very similar ceremonies where they wear their hoods and their long gowns and have their pagan chants. But the pictures, and let me suggest, you know, you can get the Christie a complete video from our website, but you know, or from us, but you can actually see this on William's website. Watch it. Understand what this is about. They are worshiping the figure of Moloch, the owl. And if you doubt that, we'll send you the pages from their publications. Now what I've written, now what William has written, what they've written, where they say, in effect, we worship the owl. So we're going to be back here in just a moment with William Kennedy, and then, of course, I'd be glad to take your questions on the air. My telephone number being 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. People say, I don't like to think about this sort of thing. Well, I don't like to think about it either. I wish the world was, as we were brought up to believe, with all the houses with a white picket fence. But we're involved in the spiritual battle. We're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and the battle's being fought here in America. As America goes, so goes the world. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest is William Kennedy, who's done really a yeoman's job in putting together an amazing book, which we think is important enough that we're going to carry it, and we hope that you'll want to get a copy of it. And this will then pique your interest to begin looking into this whole different world that exists out there, and only by understanding the spiritual component of what's going on can you understand the unfolding of events as we see them today. And the organized effort to take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, out of our society, out of our nation. Well, William, go ahead, pick up the story from there.
Well, just as I was saying, Dr. Stan, it's quite incredible that these three diabolical organizations, I call them the Infernal Trinity, the Bilderbergers, the Skull and Bones, and the Bohemian Grove, control vast segments of our economy, and the people involved with them are involved with various forms of occult worship. There's no other way to describe it. Now, my book, Satanic Crime, I also go into the link between the federal government and a lot of these serial killers, which really surprised me. For example, Charles Manson was in prison in 1967, and he had about a year and a half left on his prison term, and he was up for parole. And he told the parole board that he did not want to be released. He was afraid he'd do something crazy. And what the parole board did, the federal government parole board did, is they released him, gave him $100 and a one-way ticket to San Francisco. And a few years later, he was involved with the brutal ritual murder of Sharon Tate and the LaBiancas and Gary Hinman and all these horrible killings. Now, my own theory is I believe the federal government deliberately allows people like Manson to go free and allows them to run around as a means to promote what I like to call managed chaos. And managed chaos is when people at the top of this power structure, who are members of these satanic groups, causes many problems in mainstream society to distract us away from the fact that they control the economy. It's just a form of causing trouble. Managed chaos allows them to remain on top. Now, I should also point out that a lot of people say that, well, they only did this ritual once or go through this once and all this. But these people claim to be Christians, like George W. Bush claims to be an evangelical Christian and John Kerry claims to be a Roman Catholic. Now, you can't be those things and kneel before the devil as well. In order to be a Christian, you would have to denounce these organizations.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is William Kennedy. And, of course, his book is Satanic Crimes, which we do carry, which we think is very important. And so if you'd like to get it, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And we've gone through quite a few of them. It's only been out for just a relatively few weeks now. But also, William has an excellent website. And you can go there and you can see a lot of the pictures of what we're talking about. You can see the pagan rituals there before the great owl, where the leaders of our country put on their black gowns and their black hoods and carrying their candles and the strange pagan chants there as they go about a feigned human sacrifice at the Bohemian Grove right here in California. But you can actually see that. And what else will they see on your website? William, tell them how they get to the website again and what they'll see there.
Okay, they can go to williamhkennedy.com, and the things I have up there for free that anyone can look at, I have three pages. I have the Satanic Crime Multimedia page, which has the things you were talking about. I have the Witchcraft and Crime page, which really demonstrates that the modern witchcraft or Wicca movement is a form of Satanism, and many of the leaders of that group are involved in crimes. And I also have another section called Crowley's Cults, which deals with various cults and organizations that Aleister Crowley influenced and used, including the Freemasons, the Ordo Templi Orientis, OTO, a lot of different groups. And I should say these multimedia pages, you can see films, you can hear audios, you can read articles. It's truly multimedia in that you'll get these variety of things. If you're interested in the Church of Satan, you can see an hour-and-a-half documentary on the life of Anton LaVey. I just put up another documentary there today called The Occult Experience, which covers LaVey and Aquino. That's over an hour. I have an hour documentary on Aleister Crowley. People are welcome to watch. And when you actually see these things, they're quite disturbing, like the White March you saw earlier. I just put up a BBC clip. I had to really dig hard to find, and it's in Real Player. But you can actually see the White March that was in Brussels, and you can see a panoramic view of 350,000 people dressed in white protesting the satanic nature of the government and the pedophile mafia, which is just another name for the Bilderbergers. So I really back up what I say. Not only is the book Satanic Crime well documented, but I put another level to it. I've documented it with news broadcasts and documentary films. And that's why this project is so very unique, and I'm very happy it came together. Now, a lot of the links are to YouTube and to Xenu TV and to Google Video. I pull these together in a systematic order so people can really get an overview of Satanism in the contemporary world. And I don't know of any book or any other web pages that are this extensive and quite like this. This will really, really home in on what I'm saying and back up what I say on the radio. So I strongly encourage people to go to williamhkennedy.com and at least take a look at the free material. I think it's very, very important that people learn about as much about this as possible. It's my goal to inform and educate the general population on the nature of Satanism in our society, and I don't know of any other book or project that's quite done what I did. I'm very proud of it. The cover designer for the book, Adam Scott Miller, actually won a scholarship for a master's degree at the Mass College of Art, and he used the cover of Satanic Crime as part of his portfolio to get in. And the covers for both my books, Lucifer's Lodge and Satanic Crime, were featured in an art exhibition in Manhattan hosted by Matt Bua at the Derek Eller Gallery on West 27th Street in Manhattan, which is a famous art street. So this book has really panned out in ways I never, ever expected, and I want to share it with as many people as possible. So I strongly encourage people to at least take a look at the cover at williamhkennedy.com because it is an outstanding piece of work. Adam Miller really outdid himself.
Of course, the reason that we get into this sort of thing is because many people who are not Christians, you know, certainly, and they would many times reject the Christian message, but when they really begin to understand there is organized evil in the world that extends to the highest levels of our government, has infiltrated our churches, has infiltrated our political organizations, and dominates what's going on in Hollywood and on television, when you understand how all-encompassing this is, and the very real threat we face. We hope many of our listeners will want to begin looking for a solution. You won't find it in politics. You won't find it in, certainly, in reading books. You're going to find it in a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ and surrendering your life to Him, because I honestly believe that's the only thing that's going to get many of our listeners through the very difficult times that lie ahead. And for those of you who are Christians, incidentally, we're once again carrying a book called The Hiding Place by Carrie Ten Boom, who was, of course, I believe, in Holland or Denmark, you know, at the time of the Nazi occupation. And she, of course, was hiding Jews. And she herself was then discovered and sent to a concentration camp. But how do you stand up against a hopeless situation when there is no hope? And you'll only find that, of course, in your relationship with the Lord. And so if we can do nothing else, we can begin to prepare some people to understand what we're up against and, of course, where the solution to our problem lies. And it's not in our efforts, but in our Lord's efforts. So I think that this message that William has is so vitally important. And, of course, you're going to learn about the Son of Sam killer. Most people remember the Son of Sam. Why don't you tell that story, William? Because I think it's fascinating. And because the media has covered up all mention of the process church to the final judgment, I dare say there's not one in a thousand people who's ever heard of it.
Oh, sure. Well, the Son of Sam killings occurred in the late 1970s in New York. And the fellow who was arrested's name was David Berkowitz. And he initially said that his neighbor's dog, Sam, told him to go out and kill all these people. Now, he was sent to prison and eventually became a born-again Christian. And what he revealed later on, that he was actually part of a greater satanic network, a group called the Children, who were a spinoff of the Process Church of the Final Judgment, which was a group founded by Robert Moore de Grimston in England and came over to the United States, and they were a diabolical satanic group. Now, they technically broke up in 1975, but what happened is these spinoff groups like the Children that hooked up with Berkowitz actually went out and started to ritually murder people. Now, when you look at the police sketches of these murders, as the, you know, some witnesses gave after the killings, they look very different than David Berkowitz. It's quite amazing. There's all different sorts of people who are involved with these killings, and Berkowitz has admitted this himself, so those murders are actually technically still unsolved. Now, there again, the mainstream media perpetually generates the idea that Berkowitz was a lone wolf nut who just went out there and started blasting people because he had gone insane. That is not the case. He had left the U.S. Army and was working as a security guard and going to community college. He was kind of a lonely fellow, and he started to meet these Satanists in this group called the Children and attending satanic ceremonies, and eventually this led to his deranged behavior. Of all the killings, he only did two of them. I believe there were eight in total, but he was only involved with a couple of them, and other members of this group are still out there and could be doing other nefarious things. I'm not sure what became of them, but it's quite frightening when you consider that even after he claimed to be part of a satanic group, the authorities ignored him and never looked for these other people, and God knows what they're out doing now. These people should be tracked down and brought to justice, but we don't live in a system that will do that. Now, the mainstream media will always downplay cases of satanic crime as a means to deflect attention off of the three groups I mentioned earlier, the Skull and Bones, Bilderbergers, and Bohemian Grove. Those people don't want any coverage of Satanism because ultimately it will lead to a discussion of elite Satanism, which these major players in our economy, as we said earlier, are involved in. So what we're looking at is really a form of mass mind control and propaganda to sway people's ideas away from Satanism. I cover the Columbine shootings in this book, Satanic Crime. And what most people don't realize is that Harris and Klebold were part of a larger satanic group and network, and their motivation for killing these people was satanic. Eric Harris posted a picture he drew of Lucifer orchestrating the shootings a few hours before he went out with his buddy and started to gun down people at his high school. There are also rumors of other shooters there.
And, of course, remember that they were specifically targeting Christians.
But oh, yeah.
The thing is that the people who are shaping our reality understand this. They just completely play this down. Well, let's go to, we have a caller from Texas. Did you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. Thanks for taking my call. I am aware of the fact that Mr. Kennedy is offering a lot of information, and I'm sorry that anyone who is listening to you thinks that you are exaggerating. I wish to just comment first before my question, and that is, I have, just being a grandmother of wonderful grandchildren and being part of our community, encountered a devastated blow when I had been ousted from my church because I started to ask questions. And I didn't do it intentional for division's sake or anything wrong. I just started to ask leaders about things such as, I'd like to see how the books are being handled. I'd like to know how the board is set up. I need to know better.
Does that have anything to do with this subject at all?
It does, because what he is saying, Mr. Kennedy's addressing, is the bigger platform of how things go so astray, and we think that, oh, how could it happen in our own backyard? And I appreciate what he's saying because it's showing what the little, how things begin in small ways, and now he's exposing drastic information that is actually factual, but we will never know this until each person takes their own questions to the table and works with questions with people in leadership.
All right, fine. Well,
so I wish to ask Mr. Kennedy, how would he advise people who are attempting to bring out information on the church itself without going against it, similar to, like, such as Martin Luther's Reformation? He wasn't trying to push things down people's throat. He was trying to bring out the truth.
All right, fine. Thank you. Do you have any comment at all for our in response to our lady there?
Oh, sure. What I would suggest people do is, our greatest weapon against these people at this juncture in history is the Internet. And I encourage people, I get that same question almost every day in emails, and I strongly encourage people to set up their own websites on this issue and to network with other people and get the information out and join e-groups and things of that nature. They have a lot of chat rooms where you can actually verbally talk to people. And the more people, for one more person that is informed about this, the world becomes slightly better, because that is a great blow to the forces of evil which run things. The last thing they want is for people to organize themselves through the Internet and actually get this information out there. The Internet kind of snuck up on these people. It kind of stopped them from using their bottlenecks of information. And there's actually a movement to control the Internet by the powers that be now, which is a very frightening prospect. But for now, my advice would be to get active on the Internet, set up a web page, join e-groups, listen to shows like this, and encourage other people to listen to shows like this. And that's the best thing you can do. The more people who are educated and informed, the better off the good people of goodwill are in the world.
All right, let's go to Ken, who's calling from the Bronx there. Hi, how are you doing, Ken?
Good evening. Well,
hi, Ken.
Mr. Kennedy, what about Gary Condit and the Chandra Levy case? There's been some discussion that maybe some kind of satanic involvement was involved in her death. Have you researched that?
I've read a lot about the Levy case, and I really suspect that Condit had her killed. I don't know the specifics of it. I haven't heard of Condit being involved in any rituals themselves, but that was a very bizarre circumstance, and I've always suspected it was a human sacrifice. Now, these people tend to bump off sexual partners, as Hunter S. Thompson, actually, in his last book, Hey Rube, mentioned that there is a major pedophile network which shares children made up of very rich people, and he was killed off. He died. He allegedly committed suicide.
Right.
I believe he was murdered. And I suspect the Levy case might be something along that lines, that she was going to come out and expose some elements of this cabal.
But, of course, if you are really going to come out and expose and you've been on the inside, your life is in real danger. This is not imaginary. This is the real world. I mean, people understand that these people think nothing of human life. Over 600,000 Iraqis have been killed since we went in there to stop Saddam Hussein from using those weapons of mass destruction that he didn't have. Go ahead, Ken.
So, Mr. Kennedy, you think that Condit himself was involved in some kind of sex ring or some kind of pedophile ring, and Levy was going to come out and reveal it?
That's what I suspect, and Condit was actually tied in with a lot of the Washington elite, and these people, the way they operate is that they have these sexual partners they keep secret. Some of the sexual partners are involved in the more ritualistic aspects of what they do, and some of them are not, but they're usually all informed or find out about the greater picture. And I think that's what happened with the Condon case. I think he had her killed because she was about to expose him as both a philanderer, and quite possibly that he was involved in a greater ring. I mean,
well, we really don't know, do we, William? I mean, that's the trouble, is that nobody wants to investigate, and anybody who does, can meet a very, very strange demise.
And it's amazing he was subpoenaed for the grand jury. And I didn't follow the case that closely, but he refused to testify at the grand jury.
Oh, right,
he
was
investigating her death.
So there are a lot of strange things going on, and of course, I think the major thing is to deal with the things we can actually be sure on. Yeah, there are many, many strange and unanswered questions out there, and there are people sitting in prison today, like Captain Jeffrey McDonald, whose family was killed by a satanic ring. He's been in prison for 25 years, covering because the prosecutor wanted to cover for the satanic ring. Captain Jeffrey McDonald, the Green Beret captain who was accused of killing his wife and family, an innocent man. Then we've talked to Ted Gunderson, who actually had talked to a woman who admitted that she was there. And they even have it on video, and one of the marshals has come forward and admitted the whole thing.
Yeah, he has a signed confession from her.
And, of course, Jeffrey McDonald is still in prison. Why? Because they covered for this satanic ring, and they're covering for them all across America today. Well, William, got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I just want to say, Dr. Stan, I hope people at least go to williamhkennedy.com and look at the free material, and I strongly encourage them to go to radioliberty.com and purchase Satanic Crime, A Threat in the New Millennium. I'm very proud of this book. It's well worth your time and energy. It's well researched, well written, and it's very reader friendly, and I strongly urge people to purchase it.
All right, well, that's a good, a very good lead-in, because I think it's an excellent book too, William, and I really want to thank you for your dedication, for being willing to put in the time. And it's a tough subject, and I know very well that probably you've come under a lot of spiritual attack, haven't you, as you've tried to research these dark and sinister forces.
Oh, yeah, but to be honest, Dr. Stan, I kind of got religion, so there are ways around that. And I go by my faith and just try to put the truth out there as best I can.
Well, I'll tell you, when I know from personal experience of when you're dealing with this sort of thing, you really have to be dependent upon the Lord. And it really teaches a good lesson, because neither you nor I nor anyone else who deals with these things can do it in our own strength.
Oh, certainly not. And that's really where I'm coming from, ultimately. I don't push religion on people, but what you said pretty sums up my purview.
Well, of course, one reason we do what we do is we hope that there are people out there who really, really aren't quite sure whether there really is a God, whether the Christian faith is a legitimate faith. I hope when they understand that we're up against organized evil, why they'll begin to reappraise what is really important and how they're going to be able to survive in the world that, not imaginary, but really very real. William Kennedy, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
It's always a pleasure.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, that was William Kennedy. Well, and certainly I think his book is an excellent, excellent introduction to so many of these organizations. If you don't understand that there really is a Bilderberg organization, and we have a great deal of information. We'll tell you a little bit about what we have. We have a four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. And then, of course, we have a video which was actually shot by Alex Jones, and it's The Dark Secrets of the Bohemian Grove. We have a four-tape set on Skull and Bones, and we have actually the membership list, which was published by Skull and Bones. We're not supposed to have it, but we do have that. And we have the book written by Alexandra Robbins, Secrets of the Tomb. We recommend the book, even though we think there's a lot of material has been given to Alexandra that's not right. But the book is well worthwhile reading to understand these people's obsession with death and human skulls. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly this is not a nice subject. People would just as soon we not talk about this sort of thing. But we have to talk about it because it is the very essence of what's going on today. There really are satanic forces and satanic organizations in the world today. There really are people who worship the other god. In fact, that's the basis of Zoroastrianism and of Manichaeanism and Marcionism and Gnosticism. There are other gods. And which god do you worship? And be sure that you're worshiping the god of creation, the god of the Bible. Or you may very well be, of course, being dragged into something that you have no knowledge or understanding of. But certainly if you have any question about this idea of Gnosticism and two gods, let me suggest an excellent DVD we carry. It's called The Da Vinci Con, written by Pastor Joe Schimmel, who himself at one time was demonically possessed. And he, of course, became a minister, and he's done some wonderful videos, including They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, which we really recommend. But then we also recommend William Kennedy's excellent book, Satanic Crimes. It's simple, it's inexpensive, and it will give you an excellent introduction to what's going on. And we ask you to go to his website. We hope many of you will want to get Alex Jones' excellent DVD. It's called The Dark Secrets of the Bohemian Grove. You'll see his street-side confrontation interview with David Gergen, the counsel for the Clinton White House. And Gergen himself was a member of the Bohemian Grove, and he tells you it's all secret. Well, he actually left this because he didn't like running around naked in the woods, and although he didn't bring it out in the interview. Why, of course, there were newspaper articles where he had talked about this, and of course, you will actually see copies of the newspaper articles. The Dark Secrets of the Bohemian Grove, where you'll actually see the satanic sacrifice. And, of course, we carry a number of other material. We have the four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. We have the DVD. We have the four-tape set on Skull and Bones. We have their membership list. We have Secrets of the Tomb. We have the fleshing out of Skull and Bones. We have the American Secret Establishment all going into Skull and Bones. The secret society that so many presidents have belonged to. We carry a book called Rape of the Soul, which goes into implanted satanic and pornographic images in religious art. We carry the book Blood on the Altar, and we have a four-tape set on Aleister Crowley, who was the leading Satanist of the last century. We have a four-tape set on Satanism and deliverance, because there is hope for people who have actually been trapped in this lifestyle. We have a four-tape set called The Supernatural, my interviews in part with Johanna Michelson, who is a medium, and her book, The Beautiful Side of Evil. The Beautiful Side of Evil. Radio Liberty has the information you need to understand what is going on, and you must get informed, and then you must help us inform others while there's still time. We're dealing with the ultimate evil. These people have created new diseases which will affect you or someone in your family. These people have suppressed treatments for cancer. These people banned DDT, and as a result, 100 million people have died, predominantly in the third world countries, over the last 33 years. And if you really believe only 1 million people die every year of malaria, you've been listening to Rush Limbaugh too long. The figure is actually 3 million people throughout the world, predominantly children. Over 100 million people died because they banned DDT in 1973. And now the World Health Organization has come out and said, oh, shucks, it really isn't so bad. After all, it's all right to go ahead and use to spray in rooms. And 100 million people are dead. And we're moving into World War III. Do you care? Do you care about the fact we're sending more fleets, an extra carrier group, a strike force, the Boxer strike force, into the Persian Gulf in preparation for World War III? Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. Understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. And again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
News on the Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. The President's plan for Iraq is drawing doubts and questions on Capitol Hill. Correspondent Jerry Bodlander brings us this.
Even before the President's speech, Democrats are making clear they think little of his approach. This is number two Senate Democrat Richard Durbin.
I don't understand why he believes 20,000 troops will change the complexion of the Civil War.
And Republican Senator Richard Lugar is looking for a lot of answers tonight.
How long additional troops may be needed? What contingencies are in place if the situation does not improve?
Both the Democratic-controlled House and Senate are planning votes on the president's proposal. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The Supreme Court may be close to putting reins on how some unions